Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian, the host of the aforementioned podcast. And alongside me here in the southwest corner of our studio is Melissa Nickerson, my lovely wife and budding entrepreneur. That's not true. I mean, entrepreneur, sure, but not like on any social media. She's a budding influencer, or as we call on this podcast, influenza. Social media influenza. Mm-hmm. Melissa Nickerson.
But I'm not.
You're not. No. You have that private account, and people don't even think about sliding into those DMs for any reason. One, to harass her or me, or nothing. But she is...
A lot of harassment.
She is reigning Dustin Nickerson Comedy Employee of the Month. So...
1 month in a row.
1 month in a row. You know, frankly, we've only been incorporated for a while where we would even be able to have that as an award. But congratulations on your big award. It may or may not have coincided with, you know, me trying to do something creative for Mother's Day. There might be some nepotism going on here. There might be some, you know, Melissa knows what it takes to get to the top of this company.
I've climbed the corporate ladder.
She has climbed the corporate ladder, and maybe, you know, maybe some people may have frowned upon her tactics, you know, but you got to do what you got to do.
I don't get a paycheck, but...
No.
But I do have that Employee of the Month award.
Exactly. That's what it is. But it's the same bank account, so it doesn't matter. So welcome to our little podcast, everybody. And today's Monday with Mel. For those of you who yesterday would have tuned into our Zoom show, thank you for doing that. We are recording this the day before that. So we're recording this Saturday. Hopefully you're listening to this on Monday. I hope it went well.
I do too.
Tell me, Melissa, for me. Okay, so I'm in charge of content. And advertising, marketing, that you helped a little with the design, but I did most of it. So I'm in charge of content.
I think Adobe Spark did most of it.
I'm in charge of content, marketing. I figured out the Zoom stuff. That was kind of hand in hand. You've been in charge of, I sent up the Eventbrite ticketing link, but you have done all the communication. You're kind of in charge of execution. Making sure everybody gets the link and then making sure the meeting thing starts. How are you feeling about the odds of things being flawless tomorrow?
Ooh, well, we upgraded our internet. Grandpa and the kids will not be on the internet.
Strict no internet access.
No internet.
Yeah, hopefully no lagging.
4 to 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ordering everybody pizza.
That's nice.
That's, you know, just a show cost.
I'm talking about just getting the show. I'm talking about people on their home computers.
Yeah.
And like their...
No, so I just did a practice run with my mom.
With Sue Madre.
On a webinar.
And Charlene, it went well for Seahawk.
It did. Okay. Yep, we disabled everything, you know. No jokesters. Just you.
So, yeah, no comments.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just me.
Yep, you make the jokes. Because can you imagine if it was a gallery view and people just got silly?
I'd rather not. Yeah.
Yeah.
People.
Backgrounds and.
Taking their clothes off.
Renaming themselves.
Making it weird. Renaming themselves. Changing their.
Doing polls.
Oh, gosh.
About your jokes.
Chatting with me. Oh, yeah. Online polls. Oh, gosh. I mean, to be honest, that's what happens in comedy clubs.
Right.
There's an unofficial poll.
Yes.
Each joke, but
I know, but that would just be brutal. You're getting trolled live,
right?
I mean, it does happen.
I mean, that's exactly what I do for a living, Melissa.
Yeah, But
could you imagine typed? Having to see people in real time react to your creative work? As a matter of fact, I can. Can 100% imagine.
I know,
that.
But yeah.
I get it.
You could do it.
We're saying the same thing.
I'm just trying to facilitate it so you can perform.
How are you feeling? So walk me through this. Yeah. Tomorrow at 5 p.m. West Coast time, mm-hmm. I'm going to be sitting in front of this computer. Zoom's going to be open, and I'm just going to hit start, and then bam.
I am probably going to start it. Just for you and me.
From a different computer?
And then I'm going to have the host access on the laptop, and then I'm going to let everyone in. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Don't you want to let them in before it starts? Or they're all going to be in the waiting room, and you're just going to hit a button, and it's going to go boom, and they're all going to go in there.
I mean, hopefully.
You guys, I was really, for those of you who watched yesterday, you're hearing the behind the scenes of why we had a clunky start. You're hearing why we started at 5:05.
I did a couple trials with my mom where I was like, get off, come back, try and message me, and, you know, turn your sound on.
It seems to me like they'll all have the link and we'll, you know, just hit start meeting and it'll just start,
It's all set. Yeah, but the first time they join, there's a waiting room.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I have to admit them.
Yeah.
And I can admit all, all at once.
Oh, but then you have to admit a couple people after, right?
Yeah. And so what my mom did is when she got off, she came back in and there was no admission. She just jumped in.
Yeah. So
that's why I answered that question slowly, because I was like, oh, so I don't know.
Yeah. So I'm pretty much, I'm just going to wait for you to say go. And then I'm going to go, and I think I'll start off a little silly.
Yeah, you got it.
I think I might act like they caught me by surprise. You know what I mean? Like, kind of a bang.
Like, oh, hi, can I help you guys?
Like, I was yelling at a kid or something, but get out. I said, get out. I'm sorry, everybody. I was just yelling at my cat. My shot cat.
You know what the best part was, though?
What was the best part?
So, you know, we're capped at 500.
Yeah.
My mom's like, I don't know, some people might share this, the link.
It's fine.
And then she goes,
it's unethical, but.
And I was like, well, some people bought two tickets, but they're only going to watch on one device.
Right.
Et cetera. And then my mom goes, I bet some of those people just bought a ticket to be supportive, but they're not going to actually be able to watch it.
Oh, I think that's absolutely true. Yeah.
And I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah.
I thought it was hilarious that she did that.
She very well could have been speaking about herself.
She could have,
There's a good chance. I wondered if we should do it like a flight, like where we overbook it a little. Right. You gotta get all. They gotta maximize the dollar. We're supporting people here. Everybody.
So there was a feature where the participants could see how many people were logged in.
Oh,
I took that feature off.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want anyone to see like, oh, this is losing momentum.
Yeah, so-and-so left the group.
We started at 500. We are down to 210. Dustin is walking, Dustin walked the Zoom call. They couldn't even watch it passively. Thank you, everybody, anyway, who did it again.
Yeah.
You guys are all so gracious and kind. And, you know, I wanted to thank Taylor Tomlinson, and who has shared it, and Vicky Barbalak, who shared it, and the Hollywood Improv and the Levity people that shared it, and all of you individuals who shared it. There's been some people who have spread the word a little bit, and appreciate you guys' support again. You know, the money, the proceeds are going or probably on their way at this point to go support individuals who are, you know, comedy venue staff who are, we're talking door guys and merch workers and bartenders, waitresses, all that kind of stuff. So thank you guys for supporting that cause, and hope you enjoyed it. I'm actually looking forward to it.
Nervous?
No. That's what it's like. It's funny you say that. So I talked to Zoltan earlier about a Zoom show, and I don't remember if I said this on the pod or not, but I did. I said it on with Jenny and Caleb, where he was like, I don't know, I just don't want to bomb. And I was like, that's the thing, dude. Like, you'll never know if you bombed. You'll never know.
Yeah.
But, like, there's no interaction. But the thing is, I know that I know that the ones we've done, people have really liked, and we just did that one for our friend Micah, and he really liked it, and he said there was some good response, and so on and so forth. But I think, you know, I think it's coming, these Zoomed, I think this is going to be my last Zoom show. That's not true. Next Friday, I'm on or with Dusty Slay doing a storytelling show.
Okay.
But that's different. That's not like a pure comedy show. He said it didn't.
It's live.
It's live. It's hopefully it's the last time that I ever log on to Zoom.
That would be great.
I'm so over
I'm afraid they're not going away.
Yeah, your you know? The little video that I did was your idea of do something on Zoom fatigue.
Yeah.
And it's so real. It's just like, you hate it. You hate the, it's just, I hate it because it is like, it's like, it's a version of something that I would like, which is having a conversation with a friend or doing a podcast with a friend. But it's just, it's kind of like what I said, like with quarantine in general, it's kind of like airplane coffee. It's like has the flavor of something that I would like, and it's my only option. So I'm going to drink it, but I don't, it's nothing compared to the real thing.
It's just a placeholder. Yeah. Like
it's nothing compared to that, coconut blended espresso drink you drank earlier.
Yeah, we were trying to be productive today. Well, not really, but we...
Well, no, we've taken to a little weekend warrior mindset, right?
Yeah. So we did get donations dropped off.
So we cleaned out the shed a while back, and we had a bunch of trash, which we've kind of slowly been putting in our trash cans. And then we had a bunch of donations because we're like, okay, this stuff is too nice to get rid of.
Yeah, we're not going to trash it.
We'll happily give it to the Salvation Army. But some of them are closed, other ones aren't. So we knew the downtown one would take. So San Diego people know that the downtown, at least today, is open.
No, yeah, they've got a big donation
you
sign.
Guys, not only is it open, Melissa and I, in so many different ways, are thrift store connoisseurs.
Yes.
Both in... buying, shopping in general, buying, knowing when the sales are, knowing which ones, Goodwill, way more expensive to find. Goodwill is easier to find stuff, but it's more expensive than Salvation Army.
Yeah.
Savers
is kind of
the middle, I feel like. A Savers slash Value Village is the middle. It's exactly in between a Goodwill.
It's a lot of Old Navy and Target.
Yeah. So it's going to be better organized than a Salvation Army and maybe a little nicer, but it's going to be more expensive too. So there's, you know, but anyways, we also know a lot about the donation process, and sometimes, you know, they say no.
Yeah.
They say no. But this is a little insider tip right now to anyone who's trying to get rid of some stuff in the greater San Diego area. They are not touching your stuff in...
They watch you do the work.
They watch you put it in the bins.
Yeah, I put it next to the bin. They asked me to
put it in the bin. They can't touch it. So they're not evaluating...
The quality.
I don't know...
It wasn't trash.
No.
It was not trash.
I have tried to give trash before, and they've been like, this is trash. I tried to get rid of a computer chair... that my dad created a problem for me. My dad...
This is not the first.
This is a thing that my dad does. So he got his desk and he got a computer chair. And he
at the Salvation
at
Army.
At the Salvation Army. And then suddenly his old computer chair, he quote unquote gave to Joel.
Yes.
Which Joel did not need a computer chair.
He had a chair.
He did.
Just a fold up chair.
Which worked
for
just
his
fine.
Desk.
So now we had a crappy, dirty, smelly old chair.
The reason he gave... it broke.
Right.
It wouldn't go up and down.
Right.
So it was a broken, smelly old computer chair.
It is so hard to get rid of a computer chair.
They're huge.
They're so big. They're so hard to break down. They're hard
to
disassemble.
Yeah.
And so I may or may not have gotten to a little verbal spat with...
With our guy,
who bless his heart, I was in the wrong here. But I'm telling you,
Donation Center.
If I'd have taken it downtown right today, they'd have taken it.
If you could have got it in that bin.
If I could have got it in the bin. They weren't looking
Granted,
at me.
Granted, we didn't have any furniture today.
I was giving them...
Just stuff.
There was tubs that we were giving them that they couldn't see. They were taking what was inside the tubs. They didn't know what was in that tub.
Yeah.
One of them had a small propane grill in it. He has no idea what's inside that tub. So anyways, we did
Mainly
that.
Maybe we just got rid of grandpa's stuff.
Well, that's in so many ways true. But we were also trying to go recycle the cans and bottles, which we have a lot of right now. And we went to go recycle these, and they're closed. So we loaded them up. We bagged them all up. We separated them, and we got in the van, and we went, and they said closed. And you said, how long? And they said,
indefinitely.
So you guys, what's the right thing to do here? Let trash store up at your house.
on your wall.
To attract bugs and critters and... Uh-huh.
No, well, it's just cans. It's not like food. Yeah, but the food,
flies.
But yeah, it. You're right. There could be some shouldn't be insects.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or not recycle.
I don't know.
Or I guess we could slowly put them into our recycle bin.
I think... Here's the
but
thing.
But we share bins with our neighbors. Yeah. The recycle bin gets full every week.
I think people have a lot of trash right now. Mm-hmm. Because, like, takeout is a ton of trash.
Right.
You have to... trash your bags, mm-hmm. your grocery bags.
Right.
You're eating fully at home or, mm-hmm. you know, if you're not doing takeout. So it's just a like, and you're all home.
Right.
We have so much trash right now.
Everybody's home trashing.
So, and they're cleaning out stuff.
Right.
So, yeah, our bins are full by like, you know, 2 days after the trash comes.
So we had two things to get done. One of them got done and we treated ourselves to.
Yeah. Well, we had already kind of told the kids, like, we'll use the money from the cans.
That was the idea, because there was going to gonna be get, so many. We're going to go
like
get some
a
Better
sweet
Buzz,
drink of some sort.
Some Starbucks, yeah. something like that. Our kids yeah. have good taste. They wanted coffee.
Yeah.
Four of the five voted Better Buzz over Starbucks, which I was so proud of them. Mm-hmm. And then we went, and the thing, it was way too expensive, but it was an outing. And I wanted to get to this anyway. So we went to Pacific Beach. Mm-hmm. Pacific Beach. First off, we drove through downtown. Downtown was not that busy. We did say when only the homeless are downtown, it seems like it's all homeless people. But really, it was not necessarily more homeless than normal. It was just they were the only people on the streets. And so you're like, wow, this is...
It was weird.
It was weird.
We've probably driven through downtown maybe once during this quarantine to take a drive.
Exactly.
But it kind of, in some areas... It felt like they were more out.
Right.
Like they were kind of running the streets.
Right.
Like,
well, because
it, like we, commerce.
Well,
and,
because, you know, normally
that woman was screaming.
Yeah. A beautiful Saturday, sunny day in May, it would be crazy busy downtown.
Gas lamp. Yeah. Yeah. Waterfront.
But then,
yeah.
In contrast, when we went to Pacific Beach, you would not know that there was a global pandemic.
Yeah.
I mean, there were a few masks.
Well,
people
and
were out. The beaches were... I guess we didn't see the beach itself. The
it
streets, the restaurants.
It does feel full, too, because you can't park in the beach parking lots.
Yeah, that's true.
So you have to park on the sides of the road. So it felt... Stuck in traffic.
I haven't been
beach
in traffic,
traffic
in months.
Beach
I have not
traffic.
Been in traffic
yeah.
in months. When I did the Kevon Stage thing, I was like... I remember it took me, I was in LAX to get to NoHo. Normally that's an hour and a half. I got there in like 25 minutes. I've not been in traffic forever. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is, and it was tourists. It was totally tourists. We saw people up in their beach condos and their rentals and the Airbnbs, and which we talked about, you had an interesting idea, because we were really debating. I think I saw Vicky post today. She had the idea on our pod that she wants to do like a trailer tour.
Yeah.
And I was thinking if we did any travel, and I was talking to Tomlinson about this too, that Airbnbs are probably the safer, better route than a hotel. What do you
I
know,
mean,
because
that's what I suggested, because with little kids, you're kind of picking one for the pool.
Right.
And if you're staying at hotels, but you have to spread out, or you can't swim.
And there's a check-in. There's more people. There's more shared air. Yeah. There's recycled air. Mm-hmm.
Elevators, the restrooms. Yeah. And so, Airbnb does seem a little safer.
So if we were going to, let me ask you this.
The hotels are open.
Yeah.
Yeah. We saw signs.
Well, we're hoping by August that you and I can do like an anniversary thing, but we'll see, you know.
Yeah.
It'll be a Vegas or an LA, you know, an adult one. But if we were to choose where to go to, where would you want to take the kids to right now if we were actually going to go stay at an Airbnb? Because here are your options.
Yeah.
In a driving distance from San Diego. I mean, San Diego is the best of the picks. LA is the most like quarantined place like in the nation, so that's a bad option,
right?
And you hate Palm Springs,
as do you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You have even more. You hate the drive.
Our kids can't do that drive.
Yeah, that's true.
It's too windy.
What about Big Bear?
I don't know. Maybe. I guess we do Big Bear, but I love Big Bear, so I
Big Bear's
make
nice.
Myself. I don't know. We had car trouble to and from Palm Springs. Like our car broke down, and we had a kid puke, and we have kids puke a lot on road trips, but it was like never again.
The point being, I think that I think that an Airbnb might be a better option. You know?
Yeah. I think I just got burned by Palm Springs.
Palm Springs is terrible. It's just absolute no culture. It's like just, it's,
It's like Arizona.
It's if a 75-year-old was a city. It's awful. It's just like Tommy Bahama and
golf.
Yeah, golf carts, and it's just flat and ugly. It's, I mean, it's nice, but it's not any. It's nice, but not nice compared to 50 miles west of it.
It's like Vegas without the shows.
Exactly. Yeah.
Without all the live entertainment.
With all the exciting things to look at.
And the cool hotels. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, speaking of exciting things to look at, earlier this summer, or a couple of weeks ago, we found a black widow in our garbage disposal. And today, we added to our list of fun things around the house a centipede.
Yes.
In the bathtub.
Mm-hmm.
Who had been there for a while, and you just didn't want to tell me?
I saw him this morning. It's not like any of us are showering.
Well, maybe not today. Tomorrow, hopefully, is yard work day.
No, it's not. It's Zoom show.
Tomorrow is Zoom show.
I saw the centipede or whatever it was in the bathtub, bathtub floor, like this morning, but then we were out running errands.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, in between them, I was like, it's still in there and it hasn't moved.
Okay, so I'm going to just say things and then it's going to be like when you go to the eye doctor, you know, which one's more clear?
Okay.
Which one creeps you out more? And I know mice is number one, so I'm not going to say mice. But just see things that we've seen around the house. Which one of these things to see in the house or right around the house creeps you out more? Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay. Centipede, black widow. Which one gave you more of the creeps?
They're kind of the same.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, centipede has all those legs.
So gross.
Yeah.
You didn't see it move, though. Maybe if you would have seen it move, it grossed you out a little more.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know what? You still going?
No. Well, yeah, but you can. Okay, I want to hear your expanded answer here.
I mean, I don't like mice.
Yeah. Well, we know mice is worse. Yeah. So centipede, black widow.
Rats. When our big cat got that laceration.
Yeah.
I couldn't even look at it.
But we're way off topic right now. I'm not talking about our cats getting injured.
I was like, man, I can't be a vet or a nurse.
Melissa, I'm setting up like a little game that we're doing
here.
Where I compare the things and you win. Well, that one time our cat got hurt, totally off the radar. That's okay. It's fine. It was just a long form way to get to the fact that our house has been terrifying. But our my buddy Adam Wasserman, who I was supposed to be headlining his club in Encinitas. What's the other E one?
Escondido
here in a couple weeks. He found a rattlesnake in his driveway. So that was in Carlsbad.
Ugh.
Would rattlesnake in the driveway? Where would that rank above these things? Of course it would, right?
I don't like snakes.
Yeah, it'd be terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
And they're way more aggressive. So, anyways, we went to the Better Buzz. We did the thing. We got our coffee. We got half of our jobs done. And it's like when you leave the house right now, it's just like countdown to when somebody has to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
So it's not like you can even do like day trips because you're.
I mean, some people do.
I mean, a lot of people can, but you don't feel comfortable with the public restroom situation right now.
No.
Yeah. Even though the sickness is in our home.
What?
Well, maybe not COVID, but some sickness was in our home. What I'm alluding
Don
to.
Don had a day yesterday.
Don had a day. Here's my take on this. All right. So my dad got a little woozy. He had some stuff going on. I'm not going to go into detail. And it was like, you know, we've talked about before. My dad leans a little hypochondriac, but he was actually pretty. I felt like he was pretty mild mannered on this one. My take at the end of it is that he was in the sun for too long.
Yeah.
At the end of the. I don't think he got COVID-19. I think he needed to put on some SPF 30.
Just find some shade.
Just find a little shade. He's so funny in that he's like, and I this is very much my way. Like you could be like, I can be like in terrible shape. And I was like, I should do like a 6-mile run. Like maybe ease into it, Nickerson. He's kind of the same
extremes.
Way. Extremes, yeah. He goes on these like really hard, intense walks that are super hilly and all these things.
And he has like neighbors telling him to slow down.
That's right. I forgot about that. He had the one neighbor. He said like somebody like popped out of their house and he's like, you don't look so good. And had him take a seat and brought him some water. That guy was being like a good Samaritan. But that's what, you know, down at the Croc, a lot of time people would like tell me every once in a while, I was like, yo, your dad is like pushing pretty, pretty hard, but not in a way like when you saw like someone like working out, but like, man, they're getting after it. But like, is he okay? Is he?
Yeah, it's happened more than once.
It's happened a few times.
But we did take his temperature.
Yeah, and he was a little hot.
Yeah, it's like 101.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One. No, I said you're 100.6, and he goes 106, and I go, I'm pretty sure you'd be dead at 106. I don't remember the exact one, but I'm pretty sure 106 is near death.
Yes, it's pretty close.
It's exactly. It's not like leaning back and watching Netflix, which is what he was doing.
I don't know. It just definitely add an element of stress to the day, like, oh no, are we gonna have to go to ER?
You pretty much told me if like eventually my dad usually heads north for the summer.
Yeah.
When he leaves, that you're like, you'll send me back to work. You're like, all right, get out of this house now.
Well, the two are going to be hard to coexist. Mm-hmm. You working the road and
right.
him being here.
Right.
Yeah. Like during Joel's birthday party, he didn't come
Which
out.
I wanted to talk about.
He stayed in his room
mm-hmm.
Until everyone was gone. No one came in the house.
He came out for his birthday. But not for his birthday, Pazookie. So for his birthday, we ordered Outback.
Don's birthday was Monday.
His birthday was Monday. It was his 69th birthday. Mm-hmm. We got some Outback because Outback was open. And Outback is, I've said
That's
this before.
What he
I'll say it again. Outback Outback is the steakhouse of the people. All right. There was
The prices are pretty reasonable.
They're not taking money they don't need, like Ruth Chris.
Right.
They're way higher mm-hmm. above like your like crappy steakhouse, you know, your Sizzler, stuff like that. Way higher above.
Mm-hmm. Or what's the one with all the coupons?
Black Angus.
I don't know. I never eat there.
Yeah. The funniest, that was the classic growing up in Federal Way. The G went out and it was Black Anus. And it's the funniest thing we'd ever seen.
On the sign.
And the sign went out on the G. And for a 13 to a 35-year-old male... The G going out on a Black Angus sign is the funniest thing in history. I'll never write a joke better than that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Hysterical. Well, you were Tacoma. I was Federal Way. Let's be real here. It's a real Aladdin Prince Jasmine story. I had to dress up like a prince and go to your school, which was ghetto in its own right. But it was very classic my dad, and that he came out, he joined us, and we had the meal, and then... I wanted to talk about this. Melissa made a Pazookie.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not familiar with a Pazookie, it's a giant cookie.
Pizza cookie.
But not like the giant grocery store cookies that are gross. This is, what is it that makes those different? Why is a Pazookie, you know what I'm talking about?
I think they're just cold.
Yeah.
They're not like fresh from the oven.
Yeah, I guess maybe
And
that's
they're not
it.
In a skillet.
Yeah, served with ice cream.
like a big cookie cake, you just kind of cut up.
Yeah.
And it's got the frosting on the
you
top.
You made...
This one has... Ice cream, like BJ's.
You made a big one from the family, for the family. You made a medium one that you gave to our friend Laura for her birthday.
Yes.
And then you made a small
little
one
mini
for my
one.
Dad, a little one.
Yeah.
It wasn't mini. It was personal pan size.
Yeah.
Of which he took the whole thing to his room.
Well, we sang happy birthday to him, and it was hot.
Yeah.
Because this is like cast iron.
He brought a cast iron hot skillet.
I had it like on a, you know, trivet, you know. With a oven mitt,
mm-hmm.
and then I turn around to scoop up the ice cream for ours, and he's gone, and it's gone.
We never heard from him or the Pazookie again.
He licked it clean, which was actually, he was being smart, because you guys attack those things.
So when...
Like, you've never eaten before.
When my lovely wife then put some vanilla ice cream on top of that, me and my three children ravaged them. You would think, like you said, that it was our first food in weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, it's because what it is on, it's like Pazookie with ice cream is a lot like nachos, is that there are premium bites that you have to get to.
Mm-hmm.
Like a nice ice cream bite is worthless. I mean, it's fine.
A non-ice cream bite is worth.
You want that. And you don't want too much ice cream, but it's really,
like a half and half.
You're fighting for the best. You're playing. It's musical chairs, is what you're doing.
For the ice cream.
You're fighting for the best bites, mm-hmm. and I'm bigger than them. But they kind of ganged up on me. I was having a hard time, and then Gloria started mm-hmm. knocking it off of our spoons. Like, just because you got it doesn't mean you were going to get it to your mouth.
It's slippery. It's ice cream.
And you were so entertained that you didn't eat it. You just stopped to take video and picture.
Died.
Well, that is a compliment.
It's It's not the first time I've done this, but I get so much joy out of watching you guys fight over
I think that it's less embarrassing when we do it at home than when me and my dad, who were just two grown adults, scraped it out in a BJ's.
That was the original. And I was like, oh my gosh, these men love nothing more than Pizookie.
Back when you were allowed to go to restaurants.
Yeah.
Yeah. And who, you know, who'd have known that the very last restaurant that you and I were ever going to eat out was Sioux Plantation, which is we have since killed. And it was a terrible Sioux Plantation experience.
It was.
Have we talked about it on the pod? I feel like we have.
I wanted to last week. I don't think it came up.
Okay. We went to Sioux Plantation, which we've always kind of liked. I think we used to really like it. And then we had like better experiences of other places that were like the same price. And we're like, okay, wait a minute. Sioux Plantation, not that good?
I know.
And then this one, we went with your mom because we had a coupon.
I think there was a novelty.
Yeah.
Because there is a restaurant like this in Seattle, but it's in the middle of two cities and you just never go there.
Oh, yeah. Zupas. Yeah. Zupas. Yeah. You
like go there like twice in your life.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
you would go
like,
there.
It's by nothing.
You go out there when your youth pastor would take you out when you were coming, or it was when like you lived in Seattle and your friend lived in Tacoma and you wanted to meet up somewhere in the middle.
Yeah. But you just never went.
Yeah.
Like it's no. So when we moved to San Diego, people talked about it. We went a couple times.
And they're everywhere. I'm sure there are more in the Northwest. We just didn't see them.
Sweet Tomatoes,
yeah.
Same thing.
Same company, yeah.
And I've been to a couple of those with my
family. It's a real Vaughn's, Albertsons, Safeway situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But,
Panera, which is is originally from St. Louis. It's like St. Louis Bread or something like that.
Oh, yeah. It's the bread company.
Yeah, St. Louis Bread Company, something like that.
Panera.
Yeah. Anyways, continue.
Well, so we... We had to rent a car to Steven's house, and Steven and Dorothy live in a cool part of town.
Mm-hmm.
They live in Normal Heights.
I don't know what area we would call that.
It's by all the bars.
It's one of the neighborhoods. Well, yeah, but they're not right. They're not right in the neighborhood. You can't walk to any of them. They're closer to University Heights, I think. But they're right by them. Yeah.
Okay.
Anyways, continue.
Well, they live in a cool, closer to the city.
Yes, they do live closer to the city.
They have a cool neighborhood. So we were renting something out to their house, but it was like it was getting late. It was a school night, and we were like we were going to go to Blind Lady, but I was like the only one pushing for that.
Yeah.
Because it was close to after you had done your show at Blind Lady, like at the end of February. So we're like, oh, we could do this, but I don't know. The kids had Sioux Plantation stuck in their head.
Right.
And once you tell a child, like, we might go to Sioux Plantation tonight.
All they're excited about is cheese bread and soft serve.
Yeah. That's it.
There's no everything else. Oh, and unlimited refills.
Lots of soda.
Yeah.
Cheesy bread.
It is pretty dreamy for a kid, actually, come to think of it.
Soft serve. Yeah. So we were like, oh, man, it's pretty late. The, you know, little one's tired. So we end up at Sioux Plantation. And they seat us in like a party room, and it smells
so bad.
Party is ending.
So bad, yeah.
So a bunch of people are coming out of this room.
It's nothing sadder than being in a party room when you're not at the party.
Yeah, the party's in the back.
Like pretty much everybody other than us in that room was a part of the party. We were like we were like the bridesmaid. We're like the third wheel of this
kids'
party.
Table. Or, yeah. So the main room has been updated, so it looks kind of nice.
Yeah.
But this
by Sioux Plantation standards.
These party rooms have no windows.
Yeah.
Nothing. And then it's right next to the bathrooms and right next to the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And like the washroom.
It just
like,
smells.
You just hear the dishes.
It just smells like pee and soap.
Well, and like all the vegetables that people dump off their plates.
Yeah, it smells like pee and old food and dishwasher soap. Terrible smell.
And
it's really muggy. It's muggy
hallway.
Back there. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a
nobody
warm
wants a,
night.
Nobody wants a humid Sioux Plantation. Nobody wants
crowded.
Nobody wants to sweat clam chowder. You know? It's awful. It's a terrible experience.
Yeah. And so it was late.
Yeah.
It was bad. They were crowded.
Right.
And I think we kind of knew about COVID-19. I think
it was in the air.
March.
I mean, literally, it was in the air.
It was March. So even we were like, Dustin and I were both like, wait, buffets.
Yeah.
Food transmission.
Yeah.
You know, like droplets. All we were like eating our salads like we shouldn't be here.
And we will never be again. But I will tell you this, all respect to Soup Plantation, we've had some good experiences over the years. I'm sorry that you're gone, but regardless of whether or not you ever reopened, we would have never gone again.
We did say that was our last.
This is our last
this
one.
This is the last time we're going there.
Kind of like this Friday is my last Zoom call. That's it. If somebody, I actually had
Sunday.
Sunday. No. Friday with Dusty.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I had a call with a potential sponsor on the pod, and it was a Zoom call. But I just called the phone number because you can just call the phone number. That's what you used to do back in the day. You just used to make calls. That's how, because I'm back at the rec center days, people would set up Zoom calls. That's how you would do a group call, is you would just call into the number and you would type into the code. There was no looking at each other. It was great. And I just love talking to him on the phone. Talking to someone on the phone is a million times better than a Zoom call. A million times. You were right about this because you've always hated Skype, and you're not a big FaceTime person. It just puts like an unnecessary like weirdness to the conversation. That like if I was overseas and it'd be like seeing the kids or whatever, like it'd be one thing, but
it's great to show stuff, like, you know,
it's great for little kids to give tours to their whole house.
Yeah, like if you're at the store, you're like, which tomatoes, you see them,
yeah,
which
absolutely.
ones, you know, that FaceTime, like there's a purpose for that,
right? But right,
yeah, like
I mean, the
like,
younger kids probably do something a little different than we do with the grown kids.
The young ones.
The young relationships might do something different than we do, but listen, that's not us.
I want to drink my water whenever I want, and it not to be awkward.
And not me to comment on it.
Like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Cool water bottle.
Right, right. Well, you've never been great at phone conversations anyways.
This is coming from the guy that used to brush his teeth while on the phone with me.
Well, you know what? At least I was brushing.
You're like, I want to hang up and go to sleep.
Right.
So I got to get this out of the way now.
Yeah. Well, I was Melissa.
Young love.
I was lonely. So a couple things, guys. We wanted to talk about too, not beyond just Zoom calls and our hatred for them. Other than that, Zoom show tomorrow / yesterday, we had our son turn. We officially have a teenager now.
Mm-hmm.
Joel turned 13, which is kind of surreal to say that you have a teenager, though emotionally he's been a teenager for years.
Yeah.
He's very dramatic. He always has been. I don't want to say, I had this thought, maybe it was like a premise for a joke where like, I know that it was bad that my family, not just my dad, my family, suppressed my emotions because I was an emotional kid.
Uh-huh.
And I know it's bad that they belittled them and repressed them. And I know that.
Yes.
But now that I have an emotional child, I understand why they did it. It's bad that they did. It's not good. And I'm weird emotionally now because of that. But it is much easier in the moment just to belittle somebody's emotions and make them stop acting that way. Because an emotional child is a challenge, to say the least. Does this make sense what I'm saying here?
Oh, so much.
Like, I would love when he's throwing one of his emotional fits to say, man up, shut up, stop crying, don't act like that, boys don't cry, like all old adages,
everything
you know, just like stop being this way. And I would know that I would be ruining a human to do that. But in the moment, it's easier to deal with. An emotional child in your house is especially a big emotional child, is a lot to deal with, you know? I hadn't talked to any of you about this. This was a genuine thought that I wanted to save. I wanted to make sure that we could potentially monetize this discussion.
So I could just react to it originally.
Yeah, exactly.
In the moment.
Does that make sense what I'm
no,
saying?
No, I think it does. I think anything before like 1990, like people just did that.
Right.
Like it was just acceptable,
right?
You know,
right?
That it's the like, stop crying,
right? Well,
I'll give you something to cry about.
It is,
you know?
It is a balance because, like, what we talked to him about is like he's not constantly crying or anything, but he's an emotional kid, and he's also going through he's going through a lot of changes. we like to say there are like legitimate things going on, but you're trying to like let the emotions run their course, but also train him to be like, you can't let your emotions get the best of you.
Place and a time.
You know, you have to control it. But I was going to say, at the same time, we did see some of this in sports, but we've never heard about it in school. And so, I mean, if there's supposed to be a place where you are allowed to let your emotions run their full course,
it's the house.
You know?
It's your home.
It's just a little annoying.
It just doesn't bug me as much.
Well, you like it. You like when people got big feelings around here because you're like, finally, you guys are catching up.
Let's talk about it.
Somebody else got some big feelings around here.
Welcome to the table.
You guys are a lot alike where you just need to remove and process. And when, like, I ask you what's wrong, you legitimately don't know the answer.
Yeah.
I'm like, what do you mean? Just talk to me.
Right.
Get this tension out of the house. Peacemaker.
Yeah, you want it over with.
That's what I want. I want it to
be. Or you want it resolved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, so we had his birthday party, and by birthday party I mean we served some donuts, Mary's Donuts, our favorite here in the greater San Diego area, individually wrapped, which your little OCD brain was born to individually wrap donuts.
I was in my element.
You loved that little task so much. You did a great job with the decorations, the invites, all those things.
It's a lot of balloons.
There's a lot of text messages on what donuts people want, and we did it. And from 12 to 1, you could come over and
get like a
donut.
It was like a menu.
Yeah, say hi. Menus. Kids would bring the menus out. We'd bring them to your car. If you wanted to get out, you could. No pressure. Wear your mask. 6 feet. Our police officer friend showed up, which was cool. And, so you know, put on the sirens and said happy birthday. The whole thing was fun. But it was great. And he was happy. And he got the two big things that he wanted. Well, really, three big things that he wanted, which was cash. He ended up getting more money than I wish he would have. We got him a skateboard and he got a new monitor, which I was thinking about how, like, 2 years ago on this podcast, I was like, I think Fortnite's a trend. It's probably going to go away. Whoopsie daisy. I thought to me most interesting about that party was it felt like a COVID census in let's say we had 10 people there. We didn't, but for the sake of clean numbers, we'll say 100 people. 100. Let's say we had 100 people there.
Kind of did have 100.
Say we had 100 people there. Maybe. 80 of them. Oh, excuse me. 20 of them. No. Sorry. Check your math. 10 of them. 10% of them. Way too chill. Like standing too close. No masks. A little touchy. Kind of acting like it was business as normal. You know,
it was just a normal birthday party.
Yeah, exactly. Where's the water slide? What's the next activity? You know, is there, like, are we going to bob for apples? What's next? So 10% of that.
Where's the fondue fountain?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Where can we all put our hands together? 10% of that. 10% of it was paranoid.
Yeah. Uncomfortable.
Pretty much told me, like,
windows up.
You just created another COVID hotspot. Oh, hey, here's another COVID hotspot.
That sentence was actually said.
Yeah, this is a COVID hotspot. Now, there's probably more than that 10% who just didn't come to the party. What percentage of people did you invite that didn't come? Maybe like one family, right?
Yeah.
And that was like a scheduling issue.
Yeah.
So there's none of that. People came. All right.
People came.
So 10% too comfortable. 10% way too paranoid. The remaining 80% cautious and present. Coming, had a good time, wore masks, maybe wore gloves, stayed 6 feet apart, washed their hands before, washed their hands after, stayed outside. It was all outside. Didn't touch anything they didn't have to, all that kind of stuff. And I feel like that's exactly what the population is right now. 80%, everybody is cautiously kind of, hey, is this okay? Can we adjust? How do we do this? How do we make life happen kind of normal, but with these new barriers? 10% is over the top, way too loose. And then 10% is paranoid, is like crazy. And but the problem is that 20% is louder than the other 80%.
Well, and it's the only thing that the news is covering.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Of course.
Yeah, that's like, somebody said this, had this good take about Florida and Georgia. Florida and Georgia, right, have reopened. They have seen a decrease in cases and deaths. And some people are like arguing, well, they're not doing enough testing. Some people are saying, well, that's because it takes a while.
Yeah, wait 2-3 weeks. Yeah.
This is, of all people, it was a sports reporter who retweeted in this and said, like, can you not, like put in your mind, can you not agree that the right position is that we're rooting for Georgia and Florida to not have, we don't want them to have more cases.
Yeah.
We want this to be the right thing. Of course it's possible that's the right thing, you know, that they're like, if, you know, I made jokes about Georgia or whatever, but I made jokes about Nancy Pelosi too. Like, you know, like that's what I do. I'm in the currency of jokes, but regardless of what someone's doing, I want quarantine to equal less cases. I want opening up to equal less cases. I want there to be less cases, period. That's the goal, you know? So I don't know. It's just like you said. It's that 20% is the loudest 20%.
Yeah.
Like that mm-hmm. when we drove around earlier, we see protesters. Okay, well, maybe we see like 20, 30 protesters. Well, we probably saw 5,000 people while we were out.
Yeah.
You know, and 30 mm-hmm. of them had signs. So we're like, oh, but there's people protesting. Okay. More people aren't protesting than there are protesting.
Absolutely. You know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is not a hot take.
I know. I mean, sorry, I got a little tired. Yeah. Like, stay here. Stay here. Oh,
that's hilarious. Yeah. Well, we only had a couple other things. One, we have continued our jogging. Uh-huh. We have found almost all the catwalks here. Melissa has won a second award. It's the short. She can't believe I'm about to say it. I'm not going to say it. You guys can put together the clues. This would be a good game. Okay, so Melissa and I have been running.
You tried to play a game before.
Yeah, this is a game for me and the backseaters. Melissa has won two awards this month. One of them is Dustin Nickerson Comedy Employee of the Month. And the other one, I'm just going to give you the initials for it, which is RBA. Melissa won RBA. And you can... I want to hear your guesses. Everybody send emails to don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com on what you think RBA is. I don't know if you're going to get it because it is kind of like some insider information that's kind of based on, you know, like where we live a little bit. So that's like a little bit of a hint. I'll give you a clue that the first letter has something to do with where we live. That's all
and
I'm going to give you.
The other clue is that you're going to have to bleep it.
Well, now that's a huge clue. That's Melissa. Now Melissa just wants the word out.
No!
Now Melissa. So anyways, you let me know, everybody, what you think that award is at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com.
Unless you're my parents, then don't.
I mean, maybe they'll be proud. I don't know. See, you're making it weird. People, they would have never guessed those things.
Oh, Dustin, you made it weird.
I didn't make it weird at all. I did, but only between me and you. This is hilarious. I love seeing you get uncomfortable. There were a couple things on here. One, we wanted to just share a laugh about how we're going to talk a little bit about TikTok. One, I have more followers on views on TikTok than YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook combined.
Wow.
And it's going to probably in the next 2 weeks pass Instagram. I'm not saying that as a gloat. I wish it wasn't the case because you can't sell tickets on TikTok as far as I can tell. I don't know how to promote on TikTok at all, but you know, I'm optimistic that maybe some people will
monetize it somehow.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah. There's been two really funny comments on it. One, my CrossFit video.
Yes. Your joke.
Where, mm-hmm. what was it? It was like a physical therapy. Who said, what was it?
I don't remember exactly, but I remember a physical therapist telling you that he loved CrossFit because it kept his calendar full.
It kept him in business because there's so many injuries from CrossFit, which is hilarious.
Yeah. Which was just such funny insider information.
Right. And then there was on the essential oils clip, there was a dermatologist who said essentially the same thing, but it's because these people come in with like rashes and stuff, right?
From essential oils. And he did a... What's it called when a duet?
They did a duet. Yeah,
he did a duet, and he explained that.
It's so funny
on the essential oils.
So funny. There was a real, and I hate to use this term because it's a little cliche at this point, but there was a real Karen in my on that essential oils comment thing.
Yeah,
and she like went and responded to everybody who had something critical. Like she probably did like 30 comments. Like, oh yeah, because doctors have your best interest in mind. Like, oh, it was phenomenal.
Wow.
It was really really good.
Wow.
That's why that bit is called The Cult of Essential Oils. Ladies and gentlemen. Finally, last thing to talk about. I don't even know what it's about. It's you had me write this word, these two words together. I don't know how they're a pregnancy tube.
Oh,
I don't know what these words mean.
So, if you ever get on Instagram, and
I am on Instagram sometimes.
I'll search for like a person like Dustin or something.
Uh huh.
Because I like to see the. You know, just I'll get on and just look at your account.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Okay.
And this came up in my search bar.
Oh my gosh.
It's a pregnancy inner tube.
This is hilarious.
So
is this meant for water though?
No, I think it's meant for just comfortably laying on your stomach.
So yeah. So a little context here. Melissa, is that what you were about to get to?
Yeah. So 13 years ago, 14 years ago, I have been using inner tubes during my pregnancy to sleep comfortably for 14 years.
Yes.
And this was before Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
So if I thought I was going to be pregnant and it was summer, I was stocking up on inner tubes.
Right.
Like the circle donut mm-hmm. ones.
Yeah.
You know? Because I didn't know when I was going to be pregnant and I needed them to sleep.
Yeah. Because you like sleeping on your tum.
Yeah. And so I used to, Dustin took a picture and he posted it during our third child's pregnancy, mm-hmm. Which was one of those like, don't post this, but it was actually too funny not to post.
I had to post
it. I was dead asleep.
Just passed out so hardcore on your stomach.
On my stomach,
right.
In my circle inner tube.
Yeah.
Oh man. And it's awful. You know, I have these huge pregnancy clothes on and
man.
I'm huge. It's yeah.
It's phenomenal.
And,
it's just so good.
And I'm asleep. And so anyways, this came in my feed this week and I had to show you this exists now.
Yep.
They made a pregnant, they have done it.
Yeah.
They've made everything.
It's yeah.
What's it called?
It's made by Peanut and it's just called like a pregnancy float.
So it's one of those rectangular floats,
gosh,
but
so
then
good.
It has a circle for your
float
belly.
It's a smart mobile solution for mamas. Oh no, a peanut is like a
isn't that a media. Pillow?
No, it's a social media thing. But
okay,
it's a pool float. Or you can use it on your belly. This is so funny. It is absolutely hysterical. I remember you told me you had one friend. Remember Cecile told she would go to the beach and bury her stomach in the sand.
Yes, and actually, I think Lindsay, our friend Lindsay, yeah. did it once.
It just takes the weight off, right? Yeah, just
yeah. Like you, I remember. Yeah, I must have been pregnant with Gloria, so like 11 years ago, and she was like, "Go to the beach, have your kids dig a hole, put your belly in the hole, and relax." And I was like, "That's just gonna be so weird."
Yeah. Well, two closing thoughts on that. One, please, Peanut, reach out. We would love to sell these on our podcast. And two, Melissa, I'm going to have to buy you one because you're pregnant. Just kidding,
no.
Everybody. That's not the response you want. You're pregnant. No. That's
news to me.
Three is enough. Four and five. Really, you are a mother of five children in this house. So
I am.
Yes. Thank you, everybody, for listening to the podcast. Please continue to rate and subscribe and send this to your friends and tell other people about it. You know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody. A special thank you to our Patreons as well. You guys are the best. Everybody, have a good week and stay safe out there. Thanks for listening to that episode, everybody. I wanted to give a special shout out to our designated drivers. That is our highest level of patrons. Demarius Diaz Stevens, Troy Meacham, Dave Hoagland, and Rachel Jakewith. Really appreciate your support of the podcast. If you have not already, please like and subscribe and share. Backseaters, you mean the world to us. Thanks so much for tuning in.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,